Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to talk about an article I found called Canadian Man Has to Pay Support for Children of Man Who Doused Him in Lighter Fluid. At first it looked like the guy that got together with a single mother in an on-again, off-again relationship was going to be on the hook to pay a woman $445,000 in child support for kids that weren't his, $130,000 of it being retroactive. You'd think that that would be a great injustice against a man, to force him to pay for those kids. The actual father that doused him in lighter fluid and threatened to turn him into a human torch doesn't have to pay anything. And then just when you think the woman is going to win, the judge goes and snatches victory away from the proud owner of a vagina. You see, she's now being forced by the judge to sell her $1.5 million home and pay him half the money. I don't know where and how she got enough money to pay for that place that's worth so much. Maybe your ex-husband, who knows? But after she sells it and gives him half the money, that means he's up $300,000 after she took him to court. Talk about a cell phone. She probably thought the female privilege would save the day, but the judge is treating their relationship like a marriage, even though they never married and didn't cohabitate consistently. This sort of reminds me of that case in Toronto where the guy was forced to pay spousal support, even though he didn't live with the woman in question and they only occasionally had sleepovers. I'm just saying it's dangerous to even have a regular relationship in Canada anymore, even if you don't have children with a woman and don't live with her, because the family courts can arbitrarily rule that you're married, even if you aren't. This law is still going to screw over a lot more men, and this one woman is an anomaly, but it's fun to watch nonetheless. What's also scary is the retroactive part, because they were in an on-again, off-again relationship. Say a woman found two or three different guys that she liked and rotated between them, and the courts ruled that they all had to pay her retroactive or ongoing child support for some Chad's kids. The story behind the lighter fluid stuff is that the woman's original ex and the father of her children was business partners with the new guy that she was in the on-again, off-again relationship with. And so he was pissed off that his former business partner stole his marriage partner. She said that the old ex didn't have any money to pay for the children, so she decided to go after the new ex instead. Now she's doing the old Polish scarf trick, where you make the scarf 1 foot longer by cutting 1 foot off of one end and sewing it to the other. Her having to sell the home and give him the money to pay child support means the newer ex gets money. The real estate agents get their commission, the government gets to collect the taxes on that sale. I'm also pretty sure that the new ex will probably have to pay some tax on the money that he gets from her. Everyone wins but her, it seems. She gets wrecked while all the men get paychecks. The government too. This has to be the most epic family court backfire I've ever heard of. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to a woman finally gets screwed in family court clown world show. The guy the woman tried ripping off that ripped open her financial rear end, he convinced her to start a business with him back in 2012. If someone stole your business and your wife, you'd at least be in passing thinking about setting him on fire too. Obviously, I'm not advocating for violence, but I've known guys where something similar happened and they ended themselves as a result. The best part of this story is that the woman argued really hard that the property wasn't co-owned with a new guy. But you can sure bet that the family court judges wanted the lawyers, government, themselves, and whoever else needs to get paid to get paid. It doesn't matter if they have to screw over a man or a woman, or both. The system sees assets and it goes after them. Why do you think that there's so many jokes about blood-sucking lawyers out there? The sad truth is that these days it doesn't matter if you're the biological father or not, you're still going to pay. Why do you think that there's so many single mothers out there fishing for simps? Now they know that if they land a rich one and break up with them after a few years, that their life might be set, if they take him to court and win. If you're still thinking of getting married, don't. If you're thinking of living with the woman part-time, even if it's only in an on-again, off-again relationship, don't. Because this could happen to you. especially in Kyrgyzstan. The judge said that because they appeared to be in a marriage-like relationship from 2017 to 2020, that was enough to make them married. It doesn't matter if you don't sign the marriage certificate piece of paper. If you do the things that married couples do, then technically you're married now. Even having a live-in girlfriend and long-term relationship can be too dangerous now. The guy in this case, his name is McLeod, even though he wasn't with her for 7 years, he's still on the hook for 7 years worth of child support. In the comments section under that article, one guy says this is why at the age of 60 he's single. A woman named Colleen says stories like this are increasingly common in Canada, and that they just aren't being spoken about in the media. She wants to hear more of them because, of course, she's a woman, and addicted to drama, don't you know? One guy named Dave says this will promote more homes without male influence, and who in their right mind is going to get involved with a single mother now? In this case, the deadbeat father didn't even have to pay any child support because the woman didn't go after him. She probably doesn't want him to go to jail, then she'll lose what little money she's getting from him anyway. Canada's fertility rate was at a record low of 1.33 in 2022. And young people can't afford housing, and stories like this will push more men to go their own way as well. Even if somehow they pull a rabbit out of their hat and become a homeowner, will they really risk living with a woman and having a judge rule that you're de facto married and that she de facto deserves half your house? No way, Jose. Canada is also about to join the countries with the lowest fertility rates, including Japan, which is down to 1.26 right now. It's worse than you think because the 1.33 in Canada includes all the immigrants having children. That means that third and fourth generation Canadians are probably not reproducing at all because of the cost of housing. Governments don't care about men, and they'll soon find themselves with shrinking government revenue. The GDP per capita is also crashing in Canada, but the overall economy is growing because they keep flooding the country with immigrants, and this leads to nominal GDP growth. But I suspect that the quality of the immigrants is about to be reduced. And not only that, but many won't actually come here because of the excessive cost of living, and they'll be more likely to move to a place like America instead of Canada. I've spoken with family court judges and lawyers in Canada, and their plan is to continue to shift the goalposts and wreck as many lives as they have to in order to make their lives a lot better. Many of them are parasites, and there's a conflict of interest when it comes to their clients. As a lawyer, if you do the right thing, then you starve. So the incentives are for the lawyers, judges, and governments to all be bad actors together. The men they can't touch are bachelors that refuse to get married and put their wealth into assets like big tech and crypto. Things that prevent the theft from inflation as well as theft through marriage and divorce. The difficulty of the game we call life seems to double every 10 years or so now. And many guys are just sick and tired of it by now. With all the money a man has to spend on child support and divorce, he might as well just have children through surrogacy these days. The laws are not going to change in men's favor, and as the story I've illustrated points out, the laws won't even be in a woman's favor anymore. They're in favor of the government. It's about enriching the state and its actors at the expense of the family. So eventually there is no family formation or very little of it, and then the system starts to starve. Lately I've been thinking about why in countries like Turkey and Venezuela, the people don't embrace crypto, and instead cling to their currencies that are devalued 50% a year. When it comes to understanding purchasing power, most people are completely clueless. They blame politicians and lawyers instead of blaming the central bankers that are stealing from them. Stealing the most important thing in the world, their time. As for the deadbeat dad that tried setting the guy on fire, he should have sent that guy on a vacation instead. The best outcome would have been for the guy that won in the court case to just give her the house and not pay any child support. But then the land transfer people, real estate agents, mortgage agents, wouldn't have been able to get paid from the sale of it. Odds are this woman is probably going to get a mortgage for half of the house and use the guy's monthly child support payments to pay off the loan. That's probably what I would do considering there's a good chance that inflation will remain sticky. She never should have picked this fight because now she's wrecked. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men in Canada will be smashing a lot less single mothers and sleeping over for fear of paying child support for kids that aren't even theirs. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think they can win in divorce court only to lose half their home away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.